Son of a...
Sorry, Brother, whoever that was.
Hey, guys, I'm back.
Hey.
Okay, now,
hey,
you can welcome him, George.
Yeah, now you can go back.
Rewind.
Yep.
Was it just me that got dropped?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nothing personal.
Way to go, Pete.
I was just sitting. I wasn't even touching my computer. I don't know what I did, but
sure.
Uno.
Not me.
You missed your welcome onto the board.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome, Click. Good timing.
But welcome to the board, Pete.
Hey, thank you, George. I appreciate that.
Can it's I hang up on him now?
And that was it for the new members, right?
Well, I kind of say that Scott's a board member. He was just...
Oh, re-elected, yeah.
Re-elected.
Well, yeah. He was only on the board before because he was an officer. Now he's an actual board member.
Yeah.
Technicality.
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
And what was that? Oh, next. New vice president.
Again?
And he's actually on the phone. Congratulations, Mr. Reedy.
Thank you.
Do we wake you up?
Yep.
Dogs did. All right.
And that's it.
All right.
And Bob in North Dakota. He's not here.
Oh, yeah.
It was something beep.
No, I had another phone that was ringing. Just one ring.
Huh. Okay. You can get this done here. Oh, geez, it's been...
Full minute now?
Hour and 1 minute, so let's go. Is that hour and 1 minute? Yeah. Oh, no, we started over again. Sorry.
Yeah.
8:06.
We did... I had put out a request...
9 minutes.
...for volunteers to...
One piece of...
...form a committee to look into grant monies. That would be one way where we could really start promoting volleyball.
We'll see.
But unfortunately, I didn't have any volunteers on the committee for grant monies.
Oh, yeah.
I'm only sitting here looking at Mike.
I know.
Sure. I get it by default then.
So if anybody knows of anybody who would be willing to help us, because we don't know how to write grants. Never had any experience with it. Yeah, you do. You have to write a grant.
Well, we can buy this book from Minnesota Council of Nonprofits for $25. It tells us what to do.
But if anybody has any ideas or if anybody knows of somebody who's done it before or would be willing just to help us out, we would appreciate the contact. But we do need to get going on that. Like I said, that'll be one of our best ways to really get out and promote volleyball by having the monies coming in.
Lori, do you have a list of grants that are available?
Don't even have that. I don't even know where to begin to look.
Okay. Yeah, it'd be a new area to me, but I wouldn't mind getting involved if you wanted to pursue it.
Yes, we do need to pursue it. Pete, you're on the committee.
Okay.
Is that... Committee now two?
Lori's on every committee by default. The president is.
I was also trying to get Lynn involved on that. I don't know if she took my hint.
Yeah.
If it was loud enough. I'm still working on Mike.
If we can get enough grant monies in, then maybe some people would quit their day jobs and do this full time.
Oh, that'd be good.
Well, that might give us a chance to have memberships where we could actually give things to people in return. On top of that, I mean, it all goes hand in hand.
Sure.
You know, potentially lower fees, being able to go further distances, because right now we kind of limit ourselves to what it's like the 5-state area.
And Missouri.
And Iowa. That's 5-state area.
For traveling, we answer questions throughout the world.
Oh. Yeah. All righty.
Thanks, Pete.
We do have a logo. We're using the same one as we have last year. It was our first year of actually using it. We finalized it. We will continue to keep that on the shirt. The one thing that was suggested is that maybe each state come up with their own logo, and we'd kind of incorporate it on the shirt or incorporate it somehow for, like, the business or anything, just to identify the particular state so they have their own creativity on top of the, you know, the business logo itself. Does anybody have any ideas on that? Would you like to see each individual state have their own? You want just the one overall logo?
Bring back George.
So it would be kind of neat, though, if you did have a tournament that was bigger, multiple states, you know, and you had your own little mini logos on there. And
mm-hmm.
It'd be kind of interesting, yeah. I like the idea.
Bill?
I mean, going back to, like, your shirts from 2 or 3 years ago where you put just the state on there?
Well, we started with that, but it ended up being getting too complicated.
Too many tournaments.
To do that, but, I mean, we would have to set some guidelines for the logo, but your creativity is whatever you want to do.
I mean, so right now we would have just Minnesota, Iowa, and North Dakota for logos.
Right.
Minnesota has a logo already from when, if we choose to use it, it's from Minnesota Volleyball.
Yeah,
which
we have
rolled
George
into
too.
This. And we have George, which U.S. Volleyball is using on their website.
We'll come to that in a little bit, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Your pastor.
I haven't received anything for that yet.
That is modeled after George, by the way.
Yeah, it is. So, Bill, would you be interested in having your own logo for Iowa?
Sure.
You don't have to make it. We can maybe ask Melissa.
Well, we'll
get out the crayons, Bill.
We can run it by Melissa to see on that. You'd have it'd be your own input, your own ideas type thing, unless she can come up with something creative for Iowa.
Well, I mean,
other than a corn stalk.
A picture of Bill.
Nope.
Well,
I mean, we can use that right there.
But
I mean, is this something that we should have give more identity to the individual states, or should we keep it under one symbol? I mean, how do we feel about that first?
Well, that's the question that's one of the main questions is,
it seems like it'll be costly to create a shirt for each state, especially in North Dakota. It's going to be a couple of tournaments. It's going to be a pretty small run, I would expect.
I don't know that we do individual T-shirts, but we could incorporate
all the logos on one shirt.
That's what you're getting at.
They'd be smaller logos, and then the Win logo would be the bigger one, like the parent company.
Would be just kind of like an identifier, and an individual identifier per state.
It would be cool if the 5-state area was on there, and then you just had a star where your place is. That'd be kind of cool.
Like, I talked to some people in, Ohio. There's Ohio Volleyball, and there's Pennsylvania Volleyball. Each state has got their own association, and they use the name. So, and they put that on the shirt. So each state does have that. It's not a logo, but they put their own identifier on their shirt.
But they're separate shirts on, too.
Yes, each state has their own. They're not linked. Not yet.
Okay, because we're linked. So it's a little different.
We could be linked to other individuals, too, but they're kind of a ways away.
Well, right now we need to concentrate on this area.
Yeah.
We can't really expand. There's not enough of us.
Before, we had the name of the tournament and the name of the club. That was kind of identifier. But that got to be a little bit costly because it was on the back side.
Well, it's always constantly changing, too.
Yeah.
Well, we need to try to keep the logo stable with as few changes as possible.
Or, here's another idea on our T-shirts. Maybe we put the logo of the club that we're playing at. Instead of the state logo, have the logo from the club.
It's like the golf pro. Yeah, your home course. Club. Yeah.
Well,
let me just throw out there that I like the idea of one stable logo for everybody. And I got to go answer the door. I'll be right back.
Okay.
You're talking about the back side of the shirt, aren't you? You're not talking about changing the front with the one logo?
Correct.
Okay.
Or we can do it either any way.
Anyway, yeah.
I mean, if you want to superimpose something on the Wynn logo, is that what we're thinking, maybe? Or
say what?
Were they thinking maybe superimposing something like the state thing over the Wynn logo, or combining? Or I don't know. I'm just asking.
There's no. It's the first time being brought up.
Has anybody seen the Minnesota volleyball logo? Just a ball going over a net. It's a small logo.
So that's the one on the Minnesota site, you said, right?
Yeah. And like for Iowa, it could say like Iowa volleyball.
Or if Elbridge has their own logo, we could even...
Yeah. See, the way that the AWA and the WII have done it in the past is that each state is called an association. Like there'll be the Minnesota Volleyball Association, and they would have like a director for the state, somebody who's the main contact, and they would be part of the WII or whatever.
Yeah.
Something to think about. We can take it offline for later use, give you an idea, just to let you think about it for a bit and come up with brainstorming. You know, decide whether you think it's good, bad, you're indifferent to it. And then we'll just talk about it later. But I just kind of wanted to throw it out there and open the door.
Okay, I'm eating a pizza, sir.
And then, as Steve mentioned, George, who used to be on our T-shirts for many years, he used to change clothes or change the color of his clothes all the time.
His shorts.
is being used by another website. So the question is, should we look into copywriting our
George.
Logos, like George or our Wynn logo or anything like that? I don't really know what it does.
But do we let people use it and give us free pub?
Do we want people to just take it and use it because you run into the potential of it being on a bad site along with being it on a good site, but then maybe it also tells people, well, we are connected to these people
and you may not call George.
You may not want to be connected with them, or you may not even know you've been connected with them. Mm-hmm. So I would say pros and cons both ways on that. And I have no idea how much it would cost and what we would want to do, which stuff we would want to copyright, because none of our material itself is copyrighted either.
You know, I think, if you create an original work, it's automatically copyrighted. You automatically have copyright protection.
Oh, you do?
It's not like a patent that you have to go out there and pay a bunch of money for. You have that protection. It's the question of whether you enforce it or not.
Oh,
that's my take on it. I mean, we can go out there and do some Google searching and learn more, but that's my understanding of copyright law.
Oh,
so I think there's already a protected interest in. I just step back, but whatever logo George put together, I think it's already protected.
What's the name of the website that's being used on?
USAvolleyball.org, or is it .com? I don't remember. Yes, USA Volleyball still exists. They renewed the site because somebody was going to grab it if they didn't. I'm not going to say who this individual was, but he's in this room.
So how would we prove that we did have a copyright on a logo?
Date of the shirt, for one, as far as when you originally made it.
Yeah.
Sure.
So that'd be, yeah, all right.
I think permission is definitely something that needs to be asked of the group, you know. They should be able to go to Wynn and say, hey, I want to use your logo or whatever logo it is. And they should be able to ask us and we can make a judgment on that.
Well, is there a way to, you can't really protect pictures that are out there, can you? Keep somebody from...
Yes, you can.
Can you?
Egan, in your code for your webpage, you can disable right click.
Maybe we should.
Can't, don't ask me how to do it, please.
Maybe we.
I know you can, but.
Maybe we should consider doing that for now until we figure something out.
Isn't it free publicity for us, though?
Yeah. It isn't.
I think it's risky, though. You know, like Laurie says, it ends up on some nasty website that we don't want to be affiliated with. That's the risk.
Yeah. And in this day and age, I think it's a huge risk, too.
Yeah.
George, do you want to do that on Homestead?
Do what?
How do you write? How do you protect your images on Homestead? Do you know?
Well, just disabling right-click, you know, there's like a Grabit software. That'll grab an image of anything on your screen, whether you disable right-click or not. So,
I don't think there's a way.
It's just a question of, you know, do we go out, try and enforce the copyright, or do we just let them have it? And maybe it's just a letter or something saying, you know, hey, if you want to use this image, bounce it off the board. We'll probably grant USA Volleyball permission, but at least we're protecting our rights that way.
Yeah, we.
We got into that problem once with AWA Volleyball.
Yeah.
We weren't on good terms with them. I used their logo, and they demanded through an email that we remove it.
Oh, right.
Or they would take me to court.
Ooh.
It was removed.
So we might have to be a little proactive and periodically checking to see what if that.
Yeah. How can you do that though? You find it accidentally.
If that logo.
Is it still there, Bill? Is the website still up?
It's still up. I haven't found where you're talking.
It was on
about.
The main page.
Yeah, it's
I was
not
looking
on the main.
Too.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. It's even got Win on there too.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
What's the site address? What you're looking at?
USWALLYBALL.com. Yeah, and there are pictures that are rotating. It's got the picture of the purple T-shirt that says Win on it of George Plain.
Really?
Really?
Huh. They actually had a picture of you on their website too, Bill, at one time.
Well, I think we're going to have to do... I think we're going to have to check into this a bit more then and see what we can do. Because we're, if, like I said, if that ends up on the wrong site.
Right.
Yeah.
Laura, let me do some digging tomorrow. I'll find out if my recollection on copyright law is right and see what kind of steps can be taken that way. Just see if our interests are protected.
Okay. Appreciate it. Well, you work for a law firm, don't you?
Well, I'm a lawyer, but my license, I let it expire about eight years ago.
Oh, you are a lawyer?
Yep.
Wow.
You just went on TV.
Huh?
Then, geez, never mind. It went over her head. Well, I know it's hard to believe, but... I know it's a hype joke again. Okay, let's go. We can get this done.
T-shirts. I'm working with Melissa, who is Bob Gordon's wife up in North Dakota, to try to come up with something to put probably on the back of the T-shirt. I've already told her that the logo, Win logo, has to stay on, and color of the T-shirt is up for grabs. Sorry, Bill.
Not white.
What was that?
Sherry's home.
And then I got to send her some of our previous year's artwork to try and give her some ideas.
Ooh.
And I'll work with her on getting that set up and go from there. I've realized by putting something on the back it will cost more money for the T-shirts, but I had heard some feedback from people that they thought the backs were rather plain.
She does this for a business, right?
Well, she's an artist by trade. So she volunteered to help us out on that.
Okay.
So hopefully we'll get that done and then have the T-shirts ready and willing to go before our first major tournament, whichever one that's going to be.
On the subject of T-shirts, wasn't there a question or an issue that came up about whether you put a year on the T-shirts?
Yes.
We're supposed
are these dated? these shirts?
They at least have the year.
Is that negotiable?
It's kind of for historic purposes, so you can keep know what tournament you played in.
Sure, but do we? Do we get through our entire stock in a year's time?
We always have extra.
We always have extra.
What happens to those extras?
We give them, well, as Bill's been doing, he's been giving them away, or we give them away as a promotional item.
Okay.
I keep the smallest for myself, and I wear them for a league.
All right. I mean, as long as if we took the year off, we could roll them over year to year and not have to give away extra stock at the end of the year. But
well, the
just
t-shirts are actually purchased by somebody, and then they're just
reimbursed.
Usually I buy them, and then people hand them out.
Yeah.
So we don't lose any money on the shirts.
Yeah.
Nope.
And I keep trying to tweak the numbers, but it varies.
Sure.
It's hard when you add a tournament or two a year. And
yeah.
Sure.
Sounds like you did pretty good this year, though, or last year.
Other than the double XLs, yeah, I don't know how that happened, but I think you guys had too many big boys down there in Iowa this year, last year.
Oh, Craig needed a new shirt.
So I think, personally, I would prefer to keep the year on them for histories.
I had a few complaints that when they went to a state tournament, it didn't say state tournament last year. We didn't have it on our shirt. There's no markings that there even was a state tournament.
Yep.
And I had three people complain about that.
Okay. Gee, thanks for telling me.
I didn't want to get hit.
I can't reach you. I'm too short.
Use your long arm.
Okay.
Next.
All right. Nominations for new board members. That's open to anybody. If you think somebody would like to become a board member, by all means, approach them, explain, ask them if they'd like to join, and then put them out there for the board to vote on.
Or they don't have to become a board member like Melissa's helping out with t-shirts.
They can just be giving you ideas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They don't have to join anything.
So, Steve, is there any interest in the Maplewood group, if anybody who might want to do that?
I'm working on it.
Okay.
I'm just slowly working into this one because a lot of these people are new to any type of sport.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, yeah. They're challenging, some of them.
It's also nice to get people who don't even play sports, too.
Yeah.
Different interests, different
ideas. Perspective. Yeah.
New perspective,
yeah. The guy who is running Sunday nights over in Maplewood, he has done a lot to promote the sport of volleyball, so he might be a good candidate.
On his own, even. He just did it.
He says,
oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anything else on that? Good. Any other new business that we...
Steve's raising his arm.
Does anybody else have any other new business?
I put that on there for me.
Come on, guys, speak up before he starts. Go ahead, Steve.
Okay, Wendy.
Let's go. Come on.
So many years we go over the rule book, and we haven't done that in about 4.5 years. There's been a number of suggestions for rule changes, and I have created a forum on the internet, and I'm going to post what the current rule is now and what the suggested changes by these players, and we'll discuss it in that forum, not through email. It'll be a forum, so we won't get flooded with these emails from Mr. Bill in Iowa because he's rather talkative. I think there's 5 or 6 suggested changes. One, for example, would be setting the serve.
That sounds like volleyball.
Or there was another. Well, for example, we had a change of our rules. I think we've had two in the last year. One was if a player reaches under the net and touches the opponent's wall, is that a dead ball? And we voted that it is. So it's things like that, like saying of the serve, double hit on a hard serve, you know, things like that. So they'll be posted out there, and we have the opportunity to modify volleyball a little bit if we want to. About two or three years ago, we voted that we would have our own rule book because nobody else out there has a current rule book.
How many organizations have sanctioned sets of rules?
Two. We're the third. I'm not counting USA Volleyball because basically our rule book is their finished rule book. Is that correct, Lori?
I'm nodding my head, Jess.
Because I had the great task of putting that together, and we went through phase one, and phase two never happened. It was almost completed, but phase two happened when our association was in place and U.S. Volleyball was defunct. The WII has a rule book.
It's AUWP.
AUWP, which become U.S. Volleyball, yeah. WII, Volleyball International Inc., has a rule book, but it was written in 1989, and they don't follow it. They don't even follow the pictures in it. And then the AWA has a rule book, which they do follow, but everything that is in the AWA rule book is also in our rule book. It's just explained better. Like, what is a bad set? AWA says you can do this unless it's a bad set, but they never explain what is a bad set. So we took that a step further and explained what is a bad set. And we got help from USA Volleyball to help us with the definition of a bad set. So.
All right.
Did that answer your question, Pete?
Yep.
I think it was Pete. It sounded like George, but I think it was Pete.
It was me.
Did you get that one, though? You know who that was?
George, was it Bill?
It was me.
So they'll be out there, and we can choose not to do anything, but it's our responsibility to at least look at the suggested changes.
Would that be something on a, like a Yahoo group or something? Or
no, forum? Actually, it's like a message board. I created it about 3 weeks ago, and it should be still sitting out there. You post it in a message type of format, and you can respond to the post, but you must have a username and password to get to it, so it's not open to the world.
Okay.
You'll send that information out to everybody on the board, at least?
Yeah, I'll find it and send it out.
Okay.
It's my computer somewhere. That's it?
Alrighty. Next meeting date. Well, I happen to know that November is a bad month. December is a bad month.
Pete, when aren't you hunting?
I'll be gone as often as I can in November.
And December. Well, December is Christmas.
When are we meeting in Iowa?
Bill, your tournament is January 10th, right?
Yeah, I still got to confirm that with the fitness center, but yeah, it should be good.
I move we meet in January in Iowa.
Yep, that's just what I was going to suggest. We can establish the meeting to be, let's see, that's a Saturday?
Yes.
So we can maybe meet Sunday morning or Saturday evening. But that weekend, we can have another meeting. And we can do the remote call-in for anybody who's not.
We try for that. How about we all meet at Pete's house?
That works
on
for me.
On the way down to Iowa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Bill, just drive by. Bill, where you play down in Iowa, how far is that from Cedar Rapids?
It's an hour and a half.
Okay.
Yeah, it's probably still an hour and a half. Danforth, it's an hour and a half, but you might be able to shortcut it 15 minutes.
He said that Fort Leonard was 3.5 hours from his club, too. Six.
Fort Leonard, what was?
3.5 hours from Davenport.
I don't think so, Bill.
So ask somebody else, Pete.
Ask Tom.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Cedar Rapids we go to every Friday for our work, so I know it's 1.5 hours.
Okay.
Did that area get flooded out pretty good, Bill?
Cedar Rapids did, yeah.
Yeah, Cedar Rapids got real wet.
That area said that they would like to talk to us, but not at this time.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very good to our company. Our two biggest customers were there, so we had all their pumps to rebuild.
Mm. Ooh, good for you, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's tentatively set our next meeting date to the weekend of January 10th in Iowa.
Okay.
Is he going to snow, Bill?
Yeah, right, it will. Don't even bother answering, Bill.
How far is your airport away? I'm not driving with Lori this year.
It's not that far away.
It's expensive.
It's my pocket, not yours.
Okay, tell them what you did.
No.
We found the ditch.
Oh, no.
How fast were we going?
Was that in March or was that the January last year?
That was February.
It's March.
February. Okay.
March.
Yeah.
February 29th.
Yeah, the state tournament one.
Every year we get stuck going down there, Bill.
And we always leave a day early.
And we leave a day later and we pass you.
Really, they do.
They do.
Like, yeah. Yeah, but always driving.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else?
I move to adjourn.
Second.
My second.
Oh, Pete got it first.
Way to go, George. Keep that up. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. I'm not supposed to vote.
All opposed.
All opposed?
Nay, I'm having such a good time.
I call this meeting adjourned at 8:34.
You were the one who made this.
I know. Is this a record? No.
Under 2 hours, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Skype really works pretty good.
Yeah, I like it. It's clear as can be over on my end.
Yeah.
There's a couple times of echoes, but.
Well, I don't know. You guys were mumbling. I couldn't tell.
I don't know why it kicked me off. It wasn't, as far as I know, it wasn't something I did, so.
Well, you know, you had just got done saying you're out of here.
What's this red button for here by Pete's name?
Was it easy to install?
Yes, it was.
It was very easy, yeah.
But now remember, Pete, you have to take yourself offline, otherwise it stays on.
To did take myself my off?
Did you get my
message? Yeah, I got your message. You just mean close that window?
No, or there's a little symbol. So you get a little green circle with a check mark.
Okay. Quick start bar. Yeah.
Okay.
You have to make yourself offline.
You got to change status.
Yep.
All right. I haven't dared touch anything during this meeting. I wanted to play, but.
Yeah. And Bill, could you, like, get a different picture?
Sure.
I wish you could import pictures.
You can. But, you can.
So you can put anything you want in there, huh?
Yep.
All right.
That's great.
I'm going to go play now.
Hey, speaking of, you remember that, what was it? It wasn't a combined age. It was the age term, or like over 40 or something.
Masters.
Yeah, there's a picture of me with my foot on your back, Steve. You laying in the grass. Do you remember
that? Yeah, I lost that picture.
Oh, no. You told me you were going to post it online, and I've, you know, it's been 2 years since you took that picture, and I've looked like, monthly for 2 years now, looking for that picture. But that's the one I'd like to use here. As
I know where. Yeah, okay. You beat up on the old guy.
I forgot about that picture, Pete.
Yeah, but
that was the first year I was eligible for that tournament. I was really excited, so now I can play Masters, and at least I won one tournament.
Yeah, George, next year, look out.
I mean,
50 and over.
50 and up. Wow.
It's called the Walker Division.
No, it's called the Charge Division.
Is anybody else using the Skype on using Windows Vista? Or has everybody got XP?
Yeah, XP.
Okay. Yeah, because I tried to install it on using Windows Vista and it didn't work.
Oh, okay.
So I was just curious.
Yeah,
this
is my mom. What are you doing with that?
Oh,
one?
And we got two laptops donated to us by an individual. They're nice laptops. One is going to George. Does anybody have a need for a laptop that's actually going to do some work for volleyball?
That needs laptop? I do not.
Okay, we'll just put mothballs in and keep it. They're both Toshibas.
Sounds good. Who donated them, out of curiosity?
I did.
Oh.
We're looking at him.
No, he's not. No, we recycle them through work, and I didn't pay very much for them, so...
Huh.
It's called
recycling.
Tax write-off.
Recycling.
Sure. Yeah.
They're about 2.5 years old, so they're not that old.
Yep.
So
we'll still be using them.
Laptop, and I got a laptop that was donated. Bill uses his own, and Michael uses his own. And well, what do you do, George? Desk owners of your work laptop. It's your work laptop, right?
My home. Desktop. Okay.
Well, it would mean you take all the minutes and do such a nice job of typing when you have one just specifically for wall and ball. Right. Or whatever you see fit, you know, all those games you play or...
League stuff, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can put the random number generator on there.
Yeah. Doing a search for your picture on the web for your logo, you know.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Hey, I wore my shirt tonight, my wind shirt, thinking we're going to be on video.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you at least had a shirt on, George.
George is wearing George?
Yeah, George is wearing George.
Okay. Hopefully it's a long shirt if you're just wearing a shirt, George.
We aren't on video.
It's neck up.
Never mind.
If your legs are under the table, you never know.
Well, it's probably a good time to end this call.
Yeah, good idea, George.
Okay, take it easy, guys. Thanks.
I'm signing off. We'll see you guys.
All right.
See ya.